You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bridges. Gigi Jackson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo, they're all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It's Wednesday, March 27th. We're talking about FanDuel. We're doing it after this, but first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Sign up at Stochastic. Whatever you need in DFS. Baseball starts tomorrow. We've got you completely covered. NBA still going. We've got you completely covered. NHL, MMA, PGA, NASCAR, and more. Weekly packages, monthly packages. Whatever you want to do in DFS, we have it for you. And you can sign up using the links below. First one up at number five is Alex Caruso. He is questionable for today, but he's point guard, shooting guard eligible. 6K projected for 28.5. The goal is 37. He's in the winning lineup 19% of the time. Amazing matchup. Bad Pacers defense. They play at a really fast pace. Caruso's crossing both guard spots. He's a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy in this matchup. 11 points, 4 boards, almost 4 assists, 2.8 stocks. It's a big number, especially on FanDuel where they're worth 3 apiece. As long as Caruso is in, this matchup will carry him. Miles McBride is in at number 4, playing north of 40 minutes every single night. He's point guard eligible, 5,900, projected for 29. The goal is 37. He's in the winning lineup 19% of the time. I went 42 minutes for McBride. 14 points, 3.5 boards, 3.5 assists, and close to 2 stocks. Amazing matchup against Toronto. Horrific defense, still a bunch of injuries. Decent enough pace for the Knicks. If we happen to get Alec Burks out again, McBride is live for every single minute of this game. My boy Aaron Nesmith is in at number 3. Small forward, power forward eligible, 5,300. Projected 25, goal 34. Winning lineup 19% of the time. It's a testament to what kind of value we have at the beginning of the slate, which is nothing. So the mid-tier carries everything. 30 minutes for Nesmith. Pace down spot against Chicago, but 14 points, 4 boards, an assist and a half, and a stock and a half. We will have better value options throughout the day. But to get small forward and power forward checked off by a guy that's going to play 30 minutes and is a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy, you can't pass that up now. You can just pass it up later. Similar story for Isaac Okoro. Shooting guard, small forward eligible, 4,800. Projected 22, goal 32. Winning lineup 20% of the time. Good matchup against Charlotte. Cleveland 10-point favorites here. It's basically the same situation as Nesmith, just a worse per minute guy. Okoro only 0.7. 11 points, 3.5 boards, 2 assists, plus a stock and a half. But he's playing north of 30 minutes, and we don't have any value. And now you can fill shooting guard or small forward with Isaac Okoro's minutes. It's worth the risk right now. He won't be too later. My number one play has a Q tag, but Cam Thomas, shooting guard, small forward eligible, 7,300, projected for 37.5. The goal is just 43. He's in the winning lineup 23% of the time. He's taking on a Wizards team that's as bad as it gets defensively and as fast as it gets from a pace perspective. Thomas is going to play around 35 minutes if he's in. He'll be over fantasy point per minute in this spot, and boy, oh boy, does he like to shoot. 33% usage, 27 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and a steal. It's all scoring. But you're never going to have a better matchup for scoring than you do if you face the Wizards. Oh, by the way, you're also putting Cam Thomas in at shooting guard or small forward. This is the easiest thing to get to. We just need him to be on the floor tonight. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, March 27th. The DraftKings version's around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. I'll see you guys tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.